なたはデイビッド・リー・ロスとつながっています。爆発する覚悟はできてる？独自のロスディレクト。
Bad in the front part of the studio, up where the controls are. Sounds good, baby. Swing it, swing it. Oh, yeah. Live in the studio. Don't forget, 8 o'clock coming up, good friend Henry Rollins, musician, actor, author, tap dancer, karate enthusiast, spoken word artist, juggler, international entertainer, humanitarian.
He sounds like someone you could hang with.
Parachutist. Henry does it all. He's also the TV and radio host. You've seen his stuff on Full Metal Challenge coming up on the Learning Channel, and Henry Rollins Show, which is on IFC, where he's talking about the pictures, man, talking about the movies. And also, Henry is in New York. I knew he was in New York for a good reason here. He's at the Town Hall on February 16th. That's Henry Rollins. Henry Rollins. Henry Rollins. Let me say it three times, because you got to go see him at least three times in your lifetime. Henry Rollins, Town Hall, February 16th. And in Philly, yeah, we're talking to you in Philly. He's going to be at the Electric Factory on February 18th. I've been there many times. Allegedly. Anyways, 866-313-3733. And I brought up here that in Boston, Massachusetts, Walmart is going to have to stock the emergency pill. We just had a physician call us up and describe kind of what's going on there. So it's not like the diet pill, Sasha.
Oh. Sorry.
Hate to burst your tiny, fragile little bubble. Well, I don't. It's more like I'm going to puncture your fragile little bubble. Okay, here. Turn up the music. I'm going to stare at Sasha and think it. All right, knock it off, Hutch. Okay. Anyway, turns out that this is not going to be like the diet pill that I was hoping I could take, where I could eat cheeseburgers and drink Guinness beer for breakfast. Of course, I look forward to waking up at the crack of 3, but first thing in the morning, that's what I would eat, given my druthers. You've heard me say before, you know, barbecue isn't just for breakfast, but it's when it starts. Turns out the pill won't do that for me. And it turns out that the morning after contraception pill, well, that works, but it's not something that you just go buy like Sudafed over the counter. It's not something that you can just take, you know, and forget about it. It sounds like to me. Damn. David Lee Roth, Roth Radio. So what do you think? Should we have, if you're old enough to operate a motor vehicle, are you old enough to take the pill? Go ahead. Number 13. She wants to talk about it. It's a he, actually. Barry, he's got a daughter, though, and that's probably a she. Barry, you're in the spotlight. What's up?
Hey, D-Row, what's up?
In the house. Go.
Hey, we met in Boston. Glad you're on the national radio.
Thank you so much. Talk to me about your daughter here this morning.
Yeah, I mean, she's 15 years old. She's getting to the point where, you know, sex is starting to appeal to her. And, I mean, if, you know, at 15 and a half, 16, she can get the regular pill. I don't see any reason why she shouldn't be able to have access to RU-481.
Okay, but what we're talking about, I guess, let me refocus. You're right. Is, should she be able to get it without your permission?
Go ahead.
That I would have a problem with. I do think, you know, they still need parental consent, because I think under the age of 18, you know, where parents are, you know, guardians to these children, we're responsible for what they do to the 18. We should know, you know, if she's pregnant, she needs this kind of pill.
Because I remember back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Actually remember that?
Yeah, unfortunately I do. No, fortunately I do, because I've seen the progression of things. And I remember taking my girlfriend, Kimmy, at the time, down to the Planned Parenthood place. It was the only place where she could get birth control pills. And she had a really crummy parental situation going there. She had a stepdad or whatever. Not a good home life or anything like that. And the other place that we would go would be down to the free clinic. And this is when the hippies were all tied into it. And, you know, the idea of Planned Parenthood was a whole new idea, and much less for people who were under 21, I think was the actual age. So I'm wondering that if you deny kids this, if they're old enough to operate a motor vehicle, if they're old enough to go buy a 50 Cent CD or a Kanye West CD, if they're old enough to have a telephone that has pornography on it. What are we planning here in terms of the end result? Because we're surrounded by sex. Now it's on your telephone. Pretty soon your telephone is going to be your wristwatch. You couldn't possibly surgically attach a cultural affectation any closer to your body. What are we doing if we keep having prohibition against birth control? Do you think I'm crazy, or what do you think, man? Speak to that if you would. Go ahead.
I agree with you completely. I mean, I think it's about time somebody finally took Walmart to task for their, you know, their moral outcry and edited CDs, much like you said, you know, the 50 Cent and Kanye West. My daughter won't buy CDs at Walmart anymore because they're all edited. You know, not that I necessarily like to listen to that kind of music, but I mean, if, you know, F has to be somewhere in the song, I mean, I don't think it's Walmart's decision where they should say, well, we don't think you should listen to that, so we're going to sell an edited CD. I mean, to me, it's almost the same thing.
Yes, it is the same kind of concept. That's good thinking. I didn't think of that. Is that you're censoring on one end and then not providing the censorship on the other, or you're supporting it on one end. Because when you bleep out the F word, when you get a song that goes, F you, like this, everybody knows exactly what you're talking about, and it's like hanging a lantern over it. You're really pointing a finger at it there. It's that then is going to lead to a whole lot of recreation. Why else bother playing the music? You don't play most kinds of popular music, pop music rather, just so you can sit quietly and meditate. You use it like a drug to get your blood pressure up, man. You use it like a drug to get your temperature going. You use it like a drug to say, Sasha, look at me, baby. You see this? You hear the song, baby? That's what it sounds like inside my skull when you smile at me like that. Yeah. And then, who knows, a fella could get lucky, and now somebody needs the pill. If we create a bonfire kind of society, which we already have, again, the pornography is now in your telephone. You can watch it anywhere. What do you do when everybody corresponds with that and goes, great, I feel sexy, let's party. Let's just think three squares down the chessboard and go, okay, few of you got pregnant, what are we going to do with you? What do you think?
I mean, I agree with you totally, because, I mean, you know, it gets to that point, either you need the IU-481, or you go back to, like you said earlier, Planned Parenthood, you know, they do abortions and stuff like that. I mean, I've seen, you know, women go through that, and, you know, it affects them mentally. I'd feel better, you know, giving somebody a pill. You don't have to go through a surgical procedure.
If your 15-year-old came to you and said, Dad, I didn't get the pill because of the age problem. I was afraid to share it with you. I went to the doctor. The doctor, quite correctly, according to the legal jurisdiction he lives in, refuses her the morning after pill. She waits way too long, comes to you, says, Dad, I'm pregnant. I'm 15 years old. Suppose you're not Catholic or there's no religious affiliation that's going to intervene in this. Would you allow her to have an abortion?
That's a tough question. At 15, I'd have to say no.
Okay, so you would say you have to have the child, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Only because,
well, I don't know the daughter, and I don't know your circumstance, but that sounds like a pretty dire circumstance for a 15-year-old living in an inner city. No?
I mean, it's a dire circumstance, but at the same time, you're going to do the time, you're going to do the crime.
I don't think any 15-year-old can actually live and breathe that kind of a slogan at all. It takes the kind of maturity that you're demonstrating. It takes the kind of distance that's under the tire. I'm 51 going on 74. You should see my x-rays, okay? I understand what you're saying. No kid believes that. And even if they do, you invoke the great kids anthem, which is, won't happen to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The only reason, you know, a question like this kind of hits home is, you know, my mother went through her bedroom the other day and found a box of condoms in her room.
Okay, so...
I know we're getting to this point.
I think you're at that point. You're, like they say in the military, at the point of the spear. No pun intended.
Literally.
Thanks for calling. Good luck to you and your daughter. God bless. Roth Radio, I'm David Lee Roth, 866-313-3733. As you can see, the subject is expanding. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, Henry Rollins, musician, actor, author, spoken word artist, is in town. He's going to be at the town hall on February 16th, and for all of you in Philadelphia, Electric Factory on February 18th, and he's coming in here at 8 o'clock this morning. Wonder how Henry would respond to this. I've seen Henry with some pretty good-looking girls. Nothing like you, Sasha.
Of course not.
David Lee Roth, Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Go ahead, pick Sarah. Sarah's on there, man. Right on. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you taking the pill, Sarah?
I'm on the patch, actually.
So okay.
Same difference.
So what do you think about all this? Should kids be able to get the pill?
I think they should. I have a 15-year-old sister. I went with consent with my mom, but I was over 18. I was 19 years old. But if my sister's going to choose to be sexually active and it's going to prevent her from getting pregnant, I think it's a smart way to go. I don't think that they should have to go and tell, you know, their parents that they're having sex in order to get something to prevent them from getting pregnant.
Yeah, I think that most people, when you approach your parents, the last thing that you ever really discuss with your parents is your sex life, especially
right.
Something as intimate as I'm pregnant or it was animal that caused it. That's what Sasha might say. How's she going to explain that to her dad, especially if he's as skinny and like she is? It becomes a big issue in the family. Not that Animal's house isn't a great place to live.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of, you know, 15-year-olds being able to get the pill, you have a lot of people who are against that. And you're saying that you feel that 15-year-olds should be able to go to the doctor without getting any parental consent, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about getting an abortion? What if your 15-year-old does not come to you? She's afraid to talk to you for some reason. Because all parents, all fairly legit parents go, oh, yeah, I have a great relationship with my kid. Oh, my kid, especially my daughter, can tell me anything. I'm like a best friend more than a mom or whatever. Frequently, something falls through the cracks. No pun intended. And Junior S doesn't want to talk to mom. She waits a little longer than 2 weeks, like the physician earlier described. And now you got a little something in the oven that nobody ordered from the menu. Okay. Now, are you supportive or non-supportive of her getting an abortion? Because our last caller, his first immediate claim was, nope, I would demand that she has the kid. And he was talking about a 15-year-old. His daughter. You couldn't love his daughter anymore. I can tell from his tone of voice that's a decent parent there. But his immediate reaction was, nope, she'd have to have the kid. Would you agree with him that the 15-year-old should have the kid? Or could she all go get an abortion without your opinion? Go ahead.
I think that they should tell their parents. It should be a written consent that they, like, sit down and discuss it. I think that it should be.
Okay, and don't you think that most parents are going to deny that? The whole idea of that process, that procedure or whatever, is so abhorrent to most people. You know, I brought up a subject. I've known two girls in my romantic love life, both of whom went and had abortions, okay? One of them did it of her own accord, didn't tell me she was pregnant, went and did it, and the other discussed it with me. And I gave her my thoughts on it, but told her I would support her in whatever way, and she decided to go have an abortion. When I discussed it on the air a few weeks ago, I described it as this. I said she was kind of forward-thinking, and she decided to go take care of it. I had somebody call up. Hold on, sweetie. Hold on. I had somebody call up and slam me for my terminology. How could you possibly say something as right-wing, as negative, as horrifying as go take care of it or forward-thinking? Okay, all right. Well, if you change the way you describe something, it's a little more understandable. It's a little more objective. Like in the Army, instead of we're going to have to cut your arm off, the doctor will probably tell you something like, soldier, you gave your best, but I'm afraid we're going to have to lose your arm. It's a little different, okay? If you describe it as butchery or whatever, then people have that reflexive kind of a content in their face, all right? It's a procedure, just like a lot of things, all right? And you're saying that if this kid got pregnant, that it would be okay for you to have for her to have an abortion, but I'm saying that most parents would never allow that. What are we going to do with all those unwanted kids? Go.
Well, no, I was thinking when you were bringing up the ex-girlfriends, that's a different story, because if they got pregnant with your kid, yes, I do believe that the man has a right to know in that situation, but, you know, I think the parents also have a right to know what their daughter is doing. That's, you know, goes along the line with anything. They should be honest with their parents instead of going behind their back to do things.
I love the word honest. Let's explore this a little further. Honestly, if you got pregnant and you wanted to get rid of the kid, okay, you wanted to have an abortion, all right, and your husband was against it, do you have the right in your mind to go ahead and have that abortion whether or not he wants you to or not? Do you have that right?
No, I don't. Takes two to get pregnant. Takes two to get rid of it.
Call us back when you take the manacles off, kid. Thank you so much. 866-313-3733. I got a salute Everybody's calling with ambition. Yeah. Everybody believes in what they're saying, but that sounds like Betty Crocker, Pillsbury 1955, something there. That's, you know, we had a case, for example, where I think it was Barbara Bush, the first president's wife, but I mean, you know, 10 years ago, she was to speak at an all-girl college. I think it was Wesleyan or something. I may be getting this completely wrong, but the girls themselves voted to not have her be their valedictorian speaker because she didn't have an identity of her own. They felt that her whole identity belonged only to her husband, that everything she did was because of her husband. She was only known because of her husband, and that whatever her husband demanded, that she did. And the students, the girls themselves, voted against having her be a speaker, and they didn't bring her in for the same reason that I'm making a little bit light of our previous caller here. What do you think of that, Sasha? You're 21 years old. What do you think of her view there? Speak to that. Go.
I think that is so silly. I think a woman's right is her right. It's her body. She gets to do it.
Okay, but the husband gets to have a vote, but the final vote is with you, correct?
I do believe that. I do believe it should be discussed. I don't think she should go behind the backs of the husband. It should be discussed, but it's my body. I should be able to do what I want.
If you were pregnant when you were 15 and you didn't feel that you could talk to your dad about it, okay? You didn't feel that you could talk to your mom about it. Do you feel that you should have the right to go get an abortion?
I do, because 15 years old, I think that it's worse to raise a kid at 15 years old with no income, with no anything, and just maybe even leave it up to my mom and not even raise it. I think that would be a terrible, terrible thing to do to a child.
The only thing worse,
having it would be better.
I think the only thing worse than a kid, a kitten, much like yourself, having to raise a kid at 15, would be having to raise a kid at 18 when your hormones are really running, when you really know how to put on that perfume, when now you own an automobile and so does every guy who's chasing you, and it really kicks in for recreational need. Animal, you're talking like you got some. No, hold on. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
With more in hand, get it?
Yeah.
David Lee Roth Mornings.
David Lee Roth. Yakuza. Asa ichiban ni rokuji no Roth. Itsumo onaji.
Roth Radio, 866-313-3733, and the phones are lit. Woof, we got stuff all the way from United Kingdom, Bern, Switzerland, Bern, baby, Bern, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, Manchester, England, Coral Springs, Florida, Victoria, Australia, Macomb, Illinois, talking about all kinds of important stuff this morning. Look at the phones up here. We started off talking about porno is on the telephone. Porno is everywhere. Porno has actually made more money than all combined professional sports in the United States, plus all combined sports merchandise in all of the United States. Okay, everybody's involved. Now it's going to be on the telephone. The telephone, ultimately, will then be on your wristwatch. Ultimately, your wristwatch will be nothing but a little earplug that fits into your ear, and you'll be able to sleep with it and improve your technique. Isn't that right, Sasha?
Yes, it's very right.
Anyways, I get completely distracted when you look at me like that. I'm not kidding. Easy on the eyes, kid. Jeez, I've only got two of them. All the blood is rushing to my retinas. And that's what we're talking about. When you dial in on your porn telephone on the subway to work, and you get yourself all revved up, then what you're creating is a necessity for the pill. You're at least creating a necessity for the condom, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to interact with somebody else, then you have a necessity at least for a condom. If you don't use a condom, then you're probably indicating a necessity for the pill. Because abstinence, don't even ask me to spell it, okay? And if you don't have the pill when you have the necessity, then you may have arguably created a necessity for an abortion. Ooh, there's the big A word, right? I love pornography. I love sexy. I love you, Sasha. Well, darling, then there may be a necessity for one of the three aforementioned. Fella could get lucky. Oof. My point being, what do you do with all the unwanted kids? Hey, some of you guys got pregnant. Oof, how'd that happen? What got into you? Okay, you're pregnant. Not kinda, not sorta, but pregnant. Okay, what are we going to do with all those kids? Oh, we're just going to love them and take care of them as if we wanted them, right? No, I'm an experiencer of a family that didn't really want kids. Love my mom. Spoke to her last night. By the way, she says Eddie Van Halen is a wussy, and I'm quoting her. But my mom is 75, and now she's come clean. She said, I didn't really want kids when they happened. It was back in the 50s. She didn't know if she really even wanted to be married to dad at the time. And then the kids happened. I happened. I wasn't really born. I just sort of happened here. And there was a lot of fracturing in the family. For many years, under dysfunctional in the dictionary, there was a little postage stamp-sized picture of my family. Anyways, I lived to tell the story. There's a lot more hard luck stories. I used to feel sorry for myself that I had no shoes until I met the man who had no feet. Now we're talking about people who are going to get all revved up. That's what porno is for. You don't watch it, you use it. Just like coffee, you don't drink it, you use it. Just like cigarettes, you don't smoke them, you're using them, okay? And when you get the desired result, what if that result turns into, uh-oh, what are you going to name them? Well, give me a call, 866-313-3733. Give me number 6, Hutch. This looks colorful. Roth Radio, you're talking to D-Row. Brian, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning, David. How are you?
Extraordinary, my friend. What's on your mind?
Okay, I just wanted to say that I totally disagree with what Sasha said. I think that was the name of the woman you were speaking to about when she said this is her body and she could do whatever she wants with it.
Please speak to that.
I don't think that that's absolutely right at all, because this is my body, and if I decide that I want to die, am I allowed to do that?
I believe that you should be able to do that, and in many places you are able to do that, but I don't know that that really correlates with somebody else who has to carry around a child. You just delivered the groceries and went and got a sandwich.
Well, you know, what I'm talking about is that I think God should decide whether or not the baby will live or not.
No. We're waiting for God to figure out Iraq. Let's pick another opinionated entity here. Try again. Go ahead.
The only thing I'm saying is I don't think women have the right to decide whether or not a baby lives. You know what I mean? Because it is a human life, and it's totally unfair. You know, I consider it to be...
Okay, well, hold on. Sasha?
An easy way out.
Sasha, weigh in on this. Speak to it. Go ahead.
How can a woman, the woman is carrying the baby. It is growing inside of her. How can she not have the right to decide whether or not it's going to live or not?
Well, what he's referring to, sweetheart, is that he owns a part of you in some kind of a way, especially if you're married. Do you agree with that, Sash?
No, I don't. I do believe it should be discussed. It should be discussed, and I will carefully consider what my counterpart has to say. But it is my body. It is breathing inside of me.
Okay, and you'll listen to your counterpart, but like most of my good girlfriends, you're going to do exactly what you please because it's your life. It's your body. It's you that's got to raise that kid 9 times out of 10 because homeboy is going to disappear butt quick if it only happened in a quick little soiree over the weekend, right? Hey, my friend, are you still on the phone there?
Yes, I am, Dave.
Are you coming from a religious bias here? Do you have a religious affiliation that indicates this to you, or is this just a personal thought?
This is just my opinion. I've had a woman have an abortion that I was unaware of, and, they took away a part of me. Once the baby starts to grow, it has a heartbeat and everything.
Yeah, and then it winds up being raised in the Department of Motor Vehicles and into a series of foster homes. I can't tell you how many abandoned kids I went to pick up when I was riding around in the back of the ambulance as an EMT in the last 2 years. At least 15 times. I can name you the homes. In the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the home in Red Hook. I can name you the one in Harlem, and I can name you the one over in East New York on the Queens border. These are the roughest neighborhoods you can possibly imagine. And the first thing I always ask of these kids is, what do they got you on? And they're going to read the medications to me. And if it says Depakote, this guy is violent. If it says Prolixin, he was incarcerated and he's hearing voices in his head. Do I need to continue with the list? This is what happens to the kids, especially in the inner city neighborhoods. Para la gente que están hablando solamente en español. Oye, ten cuidado, baby. You got to understand that a lot of people don't have the kind of view that you do, and if they get forced into it, this is what happens to the kids. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, in a way, I disagree because I think adoption is one alternative, and there's many, many people who can't.
Have you adopted anybody?
Have I adopted anyone? No, I have five children of my own.
Okay, so what are we waiting for? Angelina Jolie to pop in there and pick up the slack? I don't think that really works. Let me share you something here. This comes from Stephanie in New York. Don't go away on the phone. To put it in better context, the reason why they are compelling pharmacies to carry emergency contraceptives is because there are pharmacists who are refusing to fill women's prescriptions, even for regular contraceptives, because of their own anti-abortion religious feelings. So while even an adult woman or a victim of rape has a legitimate prescription, she has been not only refused but harassed by the pharmacist. Are you in support of that?
No, I don't think that the pharmacist should harass her at all.
Okay, but isn't a form of harassment if he just refuses outright and says, I don't believe in this, go. No.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How old are you, my friend?
That is a form of harassment.
Yeah, how old are you?
Me, I'm 45.
Okay, and have you only been married once?
Yes, I've been married once. I got five kids and six grandkids.
Okay, so you sound like you're a very busy guy. Tell your wife it's a vagina, not a turnstile. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. I have a lot of trouble believing that a family can support five, six, seven kids. I got a great grandmother up there who's 62 years old, who has 14 great grandkids, lives up in Co-op City. She calls in on the ambulance once a week there when one of the kids gets sick or whatever. She doesn't have a dime to take care of these kids. They catch the flu, they call the ambulance. Kid cuts his finger on a paper cut, she calls the ambulance because she didn't have enough money for the Band-Aids. And this idea that adoption is going to rule the world? Yeah, Angelina Jolie and who else is going to take up the slack? What do you think of this animal? This affects your neighborhood.
Yeah, man, this is, I just got off the phone with my mother to verify my story, what I'm about to say. Like when a kid get pregnant, they really scared of their parents and they should tell their parents, because I have a cousin that's dead that took it into her own hands. And I asked my mother, did she go to a midwife? So my mother said, no, she went to a witch doctor. And she did this thing with the clothes hanger, and she bled to death.
And where was this?
Alabama.
Where in Alabama?
This was in Covington County, a little town called Seawright, Alabama. These are my cousins. She was a very beautiful girl. And how I found out about it, I just went home and say, oh, no, where's Donna at? And, oh, you don't know? She's dead. I like, what?
How old was Donna?
She was 16, and she was scared to tell her mother she
was
pregnant.
And what year did this happen?
This was like in something like 97 or something like that when I went home.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
usually
everybody's going to rush to the defensive and go, oh, well, that must have been the 50s, right?
This was in 97, man, because I was like, where's she at? And they was telling me she was dead. Then they told me how she died, and that just blew me away. She was pregnant. She was scared to tell her mother because her mother come from a bad background. You know, she was very scared to tell her. And so she went to a witch doctor, and he told her about the clothes hanger thing. She done it, and she bled to death. And she's not no longer with us.
Okay. Well, you can make fun of Diamond Dave. Yeah. I'm a cop. Cocky mofo, but you cannot argue with animal. That's animal's house, man. How do you argue with that? I wish we had that punk on the last phone call still in line there. 866-313-3733. Talk to me on the top, right? No, give him up for Peter here one time. He's number eight. Go ahead, Pete. You're on. David Lee Roth.
Hi, David Lee Roth. Longtime fan. How you doing, sir?
Excellent. Who are you calling from? Where are you?
My name is Peter Katusian. I'm a state representative from Massachusetts. I just passed the emergency contraception law. Just thought I could be helpful in some of the discussion going on.
Outstanding. Illuminate us, please.
Well, sir, I'm hearing a lot about RU486, but the fact is that emergency contraception is just what it says. It's contraception. It is not abortion. And I think that some people are mixing up the two, as people often do.
Okay, and are you in support of the contraception being available to, kids who don't want to tell their parents?
Yeah, what we found, and that's something that was very uncomfortable for the legislature to consider up in Massachusetts, but this is something that we agreed that should be done by a pharmacist, by a doctor, as a doctor can do, but also with a pharmacist in collaboration with a doctor under the Department of Public Health. What we found was that a lot of kids would not tell their parents because they just encountered, they'd just been involved in sex. But many of the other children were victims of sexual assault, many times by the very people who would have to give them consent to get this emergency contraception as well.
Excellent point. So how do you intervene in something like that?
In something like this, we just try to make it emergency contraception available to women, whether they're the victim of a sexual assault or whether they have just simply had unconsented to sex, or sometimes whether they've had contraceptive failure.
Okay, what about a 16 or a 17-year-old? I'm imagining that 18-year-olds is the break point. You have to be 18 to illegally get contraception. Is that true in Massachusetts, Pete?
Actually, 16 and over.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a big difference. I don't know that I believe necessarily that a 15-year-old should be able to go and get contraception without a parental a vote there. But if you're old enough to operate a motor vehicle or arguably to sign up for the military or whatever, then I think you have the right to control your body. Can you speak to us about what happens to all of these unwanted pregnancies? Tell us what you think happens to all these kids that if, okay, no contraception, no abortion, free for all, you got porno on your telephone. I'm not against it, but the result is, well, a lot of you got pregnant, and now you're going to have kids. Peter, tell us what happens to a lot of those kids.
Well, David, that's a great point. I mean, the idea is not to proliferate sexual encounters. The idea is to prevent abortions, particularly with emergency contraception.
Hoo-ah.
Studies have shown that one half of pregnancies across the nation are unintended, and one half of those unintended pregnancies end up in abortion, which is a very invasive and very difficult procedure for any woman, young or older. And what we're trying to do is prevent that from occurring. We're also, when we're talking about the younger people, the studies have shown that those that are likely to get pregnant when they're younger in high school and junior high school are much less likely to graduate from high school, much less likely to go to college, much less likely to be able to earn a living on their own, more likely to have difficulties as they continue through life, and as they're younger and suffer an abortion, it's something that is much more damaging to them than even if they were a little bit older.
What's your full name, Peter?
Peter Katujian.
Peter Katujian, good call. Thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, David, longtime fan.
Have yourself a great day, Roth Radio. We're up, we're surfing.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
Estás conectada a David Lee Roth. Prepárate para combustir. Roth Directo, 6 a.m. You are connected to David Lee Roth. Prepare for combustion. Roth Direct, 6 a.m.
Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. DavidLeeRoth.com, we're the bomb. Don't forget, Super Bomb coming up in just a few minutes, 8 o'clock. Special guest, special friend, Henry Rollins, musician, actor, author, spoken word artist, and TV radio host. He's in New York to work the town hall on February 16th. That's New York City here at the famous town hall. February 16th, and for all of you in Philadelphia, I know you're listening in, he's going to be at the Electric Factory. That's Henry Rollins. You've got to see his show. Electric Factory, Philadelphia, February 18th. He's working it. Also, you see Henry on the IFC show, Henry Rollins, and the Full Metal Challenge, which is on the Learning Channel. So he's going to be in here at 8 o'clock. I don't know, maybe we'll get him to weigh in on some of the subject matter here. Animal told a very interesting story here, and we've had some very interesting calls come in here. We're talking about, I kind of dovetailed the two. What I saw on the news early on this morning was that porno is now going to be available on my telephone. That's a good thing.
Yeah, very good thing. Dave, you know, I was watching porno, man, when I was in high school. You just got to know where to look, man. I watched I Dream of Jeannie, I was in the bathroom. I watched Big Valley, I was in the bathroom. I watched Bewitched, I was in the bathroom.
So you learned to read between the lines.
Yes, I did.
Now that's been smeared all over the lines, okay? Yeah. And proposing, is that great, bring it, porno, love it. It's one of my favorite driving wheels, whether it's in the lyrics, whether it's on the TV set, whether it's on my radio, whether it's on my telephone, I don't care. But it's going to lead to some very obvious things to me. First, it's going to lead to the need for a condom. If you don't got the condom, then it's going to lead to the necessity for a contraceptive pill. And probably, if there's alcohol involved, just saying, you may need the morning after pill because you didn't plan for it. And if you bungled that or you were afraid to ask the doctor and you weren't the right age, now you've got the abortion question on your mind. And if you deny that, That's where the EMTs come in and to pick up your kid that got left out on the city and winds up in a foster home, which is what it's like growing up in the Department of Motor Vehicles. The Department of Motor Vehicles is great. We need it. But you don't want to live there. Okay? These kids get deposited on the backs of society and they grow up weird, left turn of center through no fault of their own. And what I'm gathering here is a lot of people aren't thinking this through. Okay? We're allowing the pornography to happen. Great. But you've got pharmacologists, pharmacy guys who are refusing because of their religious beliefs to take care of these kinds of prescriptions or whatever. That's going to lead to the abortion issue. And just as we had a representative here from Massachusetts call in, he says what they're trying to do is prevent the abortion issue. That if you can intervene with contraception and get something available to you, especially younger people, within 2 weeks of the big night, then you can prevent those surgical kinds of procedures. There, Animal, you got a thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob, a few years ago, there was a survey did on high schools, how pregnancy was down, and then they found out like 85% of them, they was having sex, but they were just having sex. And that was the little survey that they was doing, and it cut down on pregnancies a lot.
Well, so, you know, I was saying to Sasha during the break, well, I don't. That's why I played this song. It's got a kind of a glamour feel to it. No, that's crazy. No kid who's having oral, okay.
Well, I didn't do the survey now.
Okay, and I don't even think we're allowed to say the sex part to the other word. You just got to say oral or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody... It's like, come on, anybody who's involved in oral is going to prohibit the big trip to the Bermuda Triangle? Get out of here, man.
Hey, I didn't do it.
Yeah, it's like the bumper sticker that says, if you can read this, you're perfectly positioned, right?
You knew it.
There's not much big difference there, okay? Let's see if, pick up Jessica here, number 8 there, Hutch. Jessica, what do you think, 17? I don't think she's 17 now. You're on, Jessica. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with Sasha, yes, that it is her body and she can do whatever she wants with it. But in my opinion, if you think you're old enough to have sex and not use anything, then you should have the responsibility to keep that child. I'm adopted. So not all kids will end up bad, that end up in adoption agencies or whatever. They're eventually going to find a place that... with people that actually love them. And if they don't, when they have kids, all they're going to do is not do what their parents did.
Okay. And what you're saying is that if little Sasha gets herself pregnant, that she should know better and that she's got to have the kid, right? I'm sorry. That's a yes or no question. You're saying to a 21-year-old girl,
yes,
who's totally hot, who is going to be out in the dating circles and out on the clubs and the restaurants and whatever. She's winking at me, not if I'm around, right? No, seriously. She's going to be out there. Some kind of alcohol is going to be involved. And you say that she's 21. She should know better. And if she makes that mistake, she should carry the burden of that mistake forever. Agreed or disagreed?
Agreed.
Okay, let's back up. How about a 15-year-old? Do you think a 15-year-old has a carefree night of colorful Van Halen music? Animal says, I got a divorce. There's vodka involved, and that 15-year-old gets pregnant. You're saying that she has to carry that kid all the way to raise that child. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Like I said, they can have it adopted or find someone that they know will take care of that child.
Why is it every single person in this room is shaking their head like you are out of your tree? And you have a really composite selection of people in here. You've got Hutch, who's from the United Kingdom here. He's in my generation. I'm come from Indiana with a banjo on my knee by way of California Beach Boy-ism. You've got Animal here, who is complete Montgomery, Alabama. Excuse me.
Hey.
See, Montgomery, no, what city did you come from?
Andalusia, Covington County.
Covington County, Alabama. You couldn't get more rural, more real than that. You got Sasha, who's an inner city hottie, 21 years old, coming out of New Jersey. And you've got Surfer over here on the electric stun guitar. And everybody is nodding their head like, you are a loony bin loser. Why are we doing that?
Because you have different opinions than I do. Like I said, if they have the responsibility to have sex, they should have the responsibility, if they screw up,
to have that kid.
Yeah, but responsibility only comes with distance under the tires, man. Responsibility only comes with mileage. You only know how to even spell that after a long period in your time. When I was 15, I knew nothing. When I was 18, I knew nothing. I just figured it out 3 weeks ago. And I'm serious. That no kid before, I'm going to go off on here, let's just say 18 years old, has any idea about the repercussions of a hot night out listening to a Kanye West album with somebody who looks like Sasha. And if they make the mistake, you say, sorry, draconian, baby. Just like Old Testament, you're going to carry this around your neck for the rest of your freaky little life, and you're going to pay for it. That's what you just suggested. Now you tell me one more time. You agree or disagree?
There's different situations. There's, like,
reacquaint me.
The older people, you said the older people know what, most of them know what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, what if somebody got drunk? What if somebody who's a pillar of society, who's a Mormon, who's whatever, a religious figure or whatever, and there's a little too much table wine at Thanksgiving, and he gets it on with mom, who's already got 7 kids by the same husband, and she says, I don't want to have this kid. You're saying she absolutely has to have it, correct?
Yes.
God bless that you are not in the government. Thank God you're not even driving my taxi. How old are you, my friend?
I'm 17 and I'm married.
Okay, and you got lucky. It's just like, you know what? There are a few people who make it into the big leagues. We had Johnny Damon in here. He made it to the Yankees. But you know what? Most ball players don't. And you know what? Most kids who have to be adopted and taken care of and raised by the state, they don't come out exactly the way they would have if you had 2 loving, caring parents who wanted those kids. Do you agree or disagree?
I completely agree with that.
Okay, well, we're making headway here. That's always a good thing on Roth Radio. Thank you for calling. David Lee Roth, 866-313-3733. I'm going to go adopt somebody. Come on, animal.
All right.
David Lee Roth, mornings.